In Central America, thousands of children are in danger of starving to death if food aid doesn't arrive soon. The United Nations World Food Program has declared an emergency in Guatemala, the worst affected country. There was a drought last year, and a plunge in international coffee prices crippled Central American economies. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Chiquimula, Guatemala, along the Honduran border.
In a rural health clinic 2 hours east of Guatemala City, a two-month-old baby boy labors for each breath. This Mayan Indian infant is battling pneumonia brought on by severe malnutrition. His mother, also malnourished, tells the attending doctor she has little milk for her child. The baby should be hospitalized, but after the exam, his mother scoops him up and heads for the door. What can I say, she shrugs. It's too difficult to leave him behind. I didn't come here to do that. I have seven other kids to take care of, too. Anyway, this one is getting better. As mother and baby set out for the drought-plagued hills, Dr. Janira Escobar shakes her head in frustration. These women have so many kids, she says, and they'd prefer to keep them at home, even if they're on the verge of dying. Rather than having one here, the rest in the house, and having to travel back and forth, which means spending a lot of money. Escobar says she sees about 30 severely malnourished children a day. They represent a fraction of the problem in this parched mountainous region. Last summer, the rains never fell here. The corn and beans that are the staples of the rural diet never took root. Across Central America, hundreds of thousands of subsistence farmers and their families are now in a desperate situation. According to the World Food Program, 126 infants have died from malnutrition in recent weeks. In Guatemala alone, 6,000 more kids are in grave danger. Central America's poorest people often live in isolated communities far from adequate medical attention. A three-hour hike from the Chiquimula clinic, a 28-year-old mother of four rocks her stick-thin baby girl, Teresa, in a dirty burlap hammock. Without medical attention, Teresa will not live. A Guatemalan nonprofit called Action Against Hunger has come to ask why the child hasn't been brought down the mountain to the doctor. To walk to the clinic is dangerous, says Teresa's mother, because thieves come out. It scares me, adds her elderly mother-in-law, flipping tortillas on a skillet in her thatched hut. Those miscreants wait at the crossroads and threaten us women, she says. Two of Teresa's siblings have already died. Her mother promises she'll take Teresa to the clinic soon, but poverty, isolation, and machismo on the part of husbands all conspire against her. For centuries, mistrust and war have kept poor indigenous communities and the ruling classes at odds. A bloody 36-year-long civil war ended in 1996. A fragile peace has held since. Adding to the region's woes, global coffee prices have plummeted, causing high unemployment. The United Nations began sounding alarms in the region a year ago, hoping to stave off a disaster. Dote Elehammer is the World Food Program's director for Guatemala. She says the WFP needs $5 million for 6 months' worth of emergency rations. So far, she says, donor nations have not responded.
When we faced 11th of September and we faced all the world going to Afghanistan, we did never receive the donations for the regional operation last year as expected. It's unfortunate for the region, but it's good that they help in Afghanistan.
For the moment, poor farmers here are simply hoping this year the rains will arrive sometime next month. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Chiquimula, Guatemala.